Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Very excited about having our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. Brad is one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, not just in our brain trust. So that makes him pretty high on our brain trust too. He is the author of Munchies for Salespeople. Also, the first book I introduced to you almost 13 years ago. In fact, coming up in a couple of months, he'll celebrate his 13th anniversary. He's an original member of our Brain Trust. I'm a salesman, not a PhD, is that book. And he's here to talk to us. He's on a personal quest, folks. He's tilting at every bad customer service windmill out there. His personal quest is to rid the planet of bad customer service. Brad Huskin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
It's good to have you here. Brad, in the old days, when you and I were pups, the first thing that happened was a customer had a need. The second thing that happened was the company selling that the product that would fit that need would deliver it, give it to the customer, the money would exchange hands, and both would go their own way. Now, that's what I call the age of the seller. And what I'm talking about now a lot, Brad, these days, is what I'm calling the age of the customer. The age of the customer is replacing the age of the seller. And there's something that's happening these days that's getting between the need and the product, and that's the idea of a relationship first. What do you think?
Well, I think that sometimes, most of the time, we lose sight of what the real goal is every time we deal with a customer, we make a sales presentation, is that we get so hung up with trying to hit our goals and try to hit our profit margins and try to hit the numbers that we lose sight of the fact that if we were just to make sales or relationships, then we would be making sales.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact that people want to buy from their friends. And if we can concentrate more on making friendships rather than just making sales, you know, shift that whole dynamic from, you know, we got to find out their needs, we got to close the deal, we got to handle objections, we got to close the deal again, we got to handle the objection, close the deal. Well, let's change that dynamic and let's worry about focusing on the emotional reason why people are buying. Mm-hmm. Which will help us develop some friendships.
When we were kids, the any business that you knew could look around the neighborhood and see their competitors, right? I mean, it wasn't hard to identify all the competitors pretty much that a business would have, and so you just did business with those people. Today, there are innumerable competitors for every business. And so you would think, well, that makes all this great opportunity for customers. They have all these places to go. But isn't it interesting how people are trying to find businesses that don't just provide the products. I mean, products are commodities these days, but they're looking for businesses they can connect with, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's funny, if you go back even further than our young days, and you think about the days where there was no competition. Customers would walk in the store. They'd say hello to the store owner, the business owner, and they'd talk about what they did at the, you know, the picnic last weekend.
Right.
They talked about how's Mary Beth and how's the kids, and sales were made, and there was no selling process.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew everybody else, and then competition happened. And now customers had a choice. And mm-hmm. then once they have a choice, that's where we have to develop some sales skills, and the sales skills all revolve around how do we make friendships, which is really a two-headed coin because most people think that sales techniques are there and designed to make sales, when in reality they should be there designed to make friendships.
Well, now that's the deal, isn't it? That's the key is your sales process, your sales strategy, the techniques, the sales skills that you employ that you and I've learned and you know, decades ago and have been teaching all these years now, is not, it shouldn't be sales skills. It should be communications and connection skills, shouldn't it?
Communication and relationship building, you know, mm-hmm. how to connect with the customer and how to develop customer loyalty, because, you know, that goes so far in word of mouth advertising and repeat business and customers coming back over and over again. And, you know, it's everything today.
Well, you can't
stress how important that is.
This is so important for a small business because two things. Number one, we can't really compete against the big guys with their budgets and their marketing ability. Number two, we're better at this than they are anyway. This is the world is coming back around to in our favor, isn't it?
No, absolutely. You know, I've always tried to tell people that if you just think about your very best customer, and think about everything you know about that human being.
Mm-hmm.
You know their name, you know where they work, you know
right.
their spouse's name, you know the kid's name, you know all this stuff. And then think about the customer you didn't sell
right.
and ask yourself, what do you know about that human being? And the answer is probably nothing.
What happened? Quick break. Hold on, Brad. I got to take a quick break. Stay with me, folks. 20 till. We'll be right back. But it
ain't Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.